This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, you guys can win a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington with special guest Jade Eagleson at the Meisner Park Amphitheater in Boca at the end of June. For a chance to win, keep listening to our show. Give those away at the end of this segment. Remind me about that, Frog Boy. We'll give away those Billy Currington tickets. It's a Live Nation show. And you guys can check that out. He still got it. I saw him pretty recently. He still got it.
Any songs?
It's a couple good songs.
With? Yeah, yeah. What what do we got that I would recognize?
Good Directions. Must be doing something right.
Good Directions. Yeah, good Directions.
Pretty good at drinking beer.
Stop it. Must not be me doing looking at my playlist because right. I have no idea.
You must be doing something right. Right.
Donut.
That sounds like a song about Krispy Kreme.
Did you say donut?
Krispy Kreme. People
are, don't it.
I like the song People Are Crazy. That's a good song.
Okay, but can I get like, can you sing me a hook or something like that? Can I get something out of these?
God is great. And beer is good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And people are crazy. Well.
Why does that sound like it could be a Luke Bryan song?
Right. Probably because Luke Bryan is a copy and fraud.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
I mean.
That is great. Beer is good. I feel like I've heard that one before, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
People are crazy.
Yep.
Relatable.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. I don't know why I took such a shot at Luke Bryan.
That's what you do.
Oh, man. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. It does remind me, though, of the Luke Bryan song Light It Up, which starred, of course, Jimmy Butler and him always checking his phone for some honey that he slid into their DMs and never texted back. But it kind of reminds me. You think he's doing that with like Bernie? Like, have they traded me yet, Bernie?
With the way he's acting,
he's too far in to do anything different but continue down this course. And I don't know. Here's an assumption that people are making. We just signed Jimmy, and he going to ball out if we extend him. But Tobin, you pointed this out early. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened. He was balling. And then something happened. Whether it was words between the Heat organization and him, but he twists his ankle and got the bubble guts.
My whole thing has been what happened between that Detroit game. He went back to the, I'm theorizing, I have no idea, but I think he had that excellent game against Detroit. He said to Bernie, he said, hey, let's go see about this extension. He said, it's December 15th. No, whatever the hell it was. They had 3 days off, comes back, plays the OKC game. Didn't go into that game necessarily thinking that he was going to do it, but he had a bad ankle twist. We all saw it. And then it was like, I'm sick. Then we didn't see him for 2 weeks.
That's the only thing you can't check.
Yeah.
I got the bubble guts. Well, you would take some for yeah. Took some.
RVA Richie says, don't forget about that press conference. All right, dude. You know what? They're not all connected.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Kinda, dude. Kinda.
You know, let it go is, like a dog with a bone, man.
You were the one, my friend, poured the lighter fluid over the coals.
I don't appreciate that.
Let them marinate for a second. Then you came back a week later and said, hey, Pat.
You know, you picture
that is with, a fire.
Do you picture with a match or do you see me with a Zippo? Like,
and let me tell you something.
Maybe a watch?
Y'all don't remember how you have to do it old school.
You don't still have that stupid watch with the fire, do
yes,
you?
Yes, he does.
It broke, so I'll have you know, I got another one coming in 2 days.
Do you even smoke cigarettes?
You actually ordered another one?
Yeah, I will continue to order these till I die.
It just feels
did
like
you're getting... Did you even use the other one?
No, it just breaks.
Just to show easily. People.
Yeah.
So,
hey, so Mencia, check this out.
Yeah, hate him, though.
So here's the deal with Tobin, right? Mm-hmm. You put all that lighter fluid on it.
Yeah.
Right? Went to Jimmy. Then you brought the match. But you went old school. See, there was two ways you had to do it. We didn't have those long little fighter things with the torch on the end with the long hand, you know, the long little black part. You could just stick that in there and light it up.
Like a cartoon dynamite?
You had to twist up some newspaper, right? Or a paper towel, light the end. And then throw it in there and jump back. That's what you did. That's what you did when you went back and forth between Pat and Jimmy. You
back
just
and forth. It's not like I went back and forth like some kind of a schoolgirl game gossiping. Like there were two separate press conferences.
You do that every day.
Hey Pat. Jimmy said that if he was playing, then they wouldn't have been able to do. And Pat so eloquently put it right. They were the best team in the league. They won a championship.
Okay.
But and you weren't even playing.
Okay, but where's the part where I, you know, stuck my arm behind Pat Riley and made his mouth move like a sock puppet? Because he's responsible for his own words.
You're
not me.
Also the same person that got him to say asterisk.
Yeah, he had to put out a statement about that. People were really mad about that.
Right. So, wait. The only constant in all of this is you. So when people assume you are the fire starter, I would like to know, why are you fighting on this? We have proof. We have video. We have everything.
I'm not a fire starter, though.
You are the person behind all these questions that people have to come back and say stuff to correct what they meant.
What about all the positive vibes questions I ask, too?
Really?
Nobody ever gives me credit for that. Nobody really? Says, oh, you
because
really
those
got
the aren't
vibes.
The ones starting fires. Those but aren't the ones but that are making news lines. Yeah.
Things happen. I'm not in charge of it.
Did you ask the question?
Sure.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins won't lose Daryl Bevel. He's sticking around. They're paying Chip Kelly, the Vegas Raiders, to be their offensive coordinator. $6 million a year for Chip Kelly.
With no quarterback?
No quarterback.
Oh my goodness.
When is Chip Kelly last a thing? Where was Chip Kelly? Is he at UCLA? I feel like there's a UCLA in there.
No, I'm thinking of a defensive coordinator.
Where has he been?
Chip Kelly was in. Well, I forgot where he was, but he was coaching.
Oh, he was Ohio State's offensive coordinator this year?
There it is.
I had no idea.
Yep. Wow. Now he's getting paid more than the coach that just won a national championship.
Well, for now. Leroy boxed in a bunch of Ohio State fans. I was proud of him because they got flummoxed. They saw his Michigan shirt, and he goes, not a true championship. You guys wanted your coach fired, and they just like walked away. They're like, that doesn't make sense. You guys just got boxed in.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look, you know, you can't come and talk about we the champs. We beat Michigan. First of all, you didn't beat Michigan, and after you lost to Michigan, you wanted to fire your coach. You win a national championship, now you're putting back on your Ohio State stuff? Uh-uh. Nope. Nope.
And isn't the better point, though, that, you know, having beaten Michigan, you have that over them? You're telling them that they can't celebrate because they wanted to get rid of their coach?
They want to fire their coach.
Well, you know what happens.
They wanted a new coach right now. And the one they didn't want won a championship. You can't then all of a sudden say we won the championship. You didn't want that guy. I just throw unsolicited takes at people. I kind of do.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I mean, but no, but you know what's
funny? Look at this guy eating chicken wings.
You know what's a weird thing, though? People don't make me uncomfortable, right?
No, you make them uncomfortable.
You just said the taxi guy made you uncomfortable or something like that.
Yes! That's weird. Tobin.
No, it was awkward.
It was
awkward. Oh, man.
No. But here's where I told Tobin I felt really awkward.
Yeah.
We're playing Pie Gal, so you know you have the table. There's a TV. There's TVs all up over here. So I'm playing Pie Gal. I'm looking at my cards, and I look up, and my face is on the TV.
Yep.
So I'm looking around, and they're, like, staring at me. It's just like, either say something or don't say something, but don't just sit there and stare at me.
That is uncomfortable.
Right. So I just, I said, oh, I'm done. I gotta go.
No, I understand the hesitation.
That's what I like. That's uncomfortable for me.
You can't, but
right?
What are they supposed to say? Here's
why. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because they'll look up.
Yep.
And they'll look at you. Then they'll look up and they'll look at you and they go, hey, what do you do?
Yeah.
But, you know, did you play football? Yeah. When? Oh, who'd you play for? Oh, yeah, I'm a Dallas fan myself. I don't want to get in those conversations.
Man. That's true.
And so I know they're coming. So it just is like,
yeah.
That, just say you work in sales and walk away.
Yeah, that's true. If you say you're a sales, no one's going to ask you anything.
Looking at my face on the TV.
You know what, Leroy, though? You have a full, especially, look, it's February. You can go ahead and be like, hey, we don't all look alike, buddy. I don't know that guy at all. And then make him feel bad.
But
and
then that's not true, though. That guy completely recognizes him accurately.
Walking around with this.
Totally, yeah. But you know,
you're going to make the guy feel bad like he's racist, and completely nailed who he was.
Correct.
So, like, that's
exactly what Marcus was trying to
do. You understand now.
And it was just, it's an uncomfortable thing for me. Like, I'll have conversations. Tobin, we said at the tape, when you see me at the table, I have a conversation with everybody.
You're a hobnobber.
Like, I'm a hobnobber. But I don't want to be, like, I don't
he just
want...
He just wants to be, you know, Trent from anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to be Leroy Horde.
I can have fun.
Like a Trent, if you ask me.
You know what I mean? So it was like crazy.
By the way, speaking of Trent, I don't know what Trent Baalke was let go as Jaguars general manager. Guess who they hired today, Leroy?
Wow.
Oh, they have my guy?
Huh. Who was your guy?
On ESPN.
Oh, Lewis Riddick. No, they didn't hire
Lewis Riddick.
Oh. No. Tony Boselli.
Oh!
Tony Boselli is now in charge of Jaguars football operations.
You don't like that hire?
Has he been in the building? I'm going to say this. In fairness to that situation, before I give, you know, any opinion.
Yep.
Ozzie Newsome did the same thing.
Well, he's been their radio
coach. Ozzie Newsome was a tight end coach when he got done. Then he went up to the front office. Then he became the GM. So I'm not going to dismiss it because I saw the exact same thing.
I know Tony Boselli's long time been their color analyst. I think he's then also been kind of like Dan Marino, where like he can come and go as he pleases. But he is basically like the mayor of Jacksonville.
Yes.
So, but... Now he is the executive vice president of football operations. Old Hall of Famer Tony Boselli.
Right.
Look at that. First pick in Jaguars history. Crazy.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, is he the one player associated with that franchise more than anybody?
I would say him, Fred Taylor, Jimmy Smith, and Mark Brunell are like the foursome.
Yep.
That Got everybody it. Thinks of.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah.
And then, also, how about this?
Hmm.
Ring Magazine reports Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford have agreed to terms to fight in Las Vegas this September.
Yeah! Oh, wait, hold on.
Who's the promoter?
September. I don't know yet.
Hey, you know what that means.
Woo!
They might put us up in the tent because the fight going to be so big.
Oh, hey, dude.
No, hey. When the J-Fing, when the fight is big, we gonna be there.
Unless I'm invited, I don't want to know.
Radio Row, they built a tent city.
Yep.
For Radio Row.
Can't wait to see it.
Telling you, man.
It's gonna be sneaking
great. In. Let's work. Let me see if I can work some magic.
Hey, man. I'm out there.
Well, we may not have to. We may not have to work magic. We'll find out if we have to work magic yet.
Well,
no, I'm talking about for all of us.
Oh, I can talk to. I can make that easy if it's the right people.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Come on, we want to be a part of your stories.
This
I don't know.
This is a huge fight.
No, if you do,
here's all you need to do. Here's what we do.
I'll take a different taxi though.
The first thing we do when we get out of the airport, we get in the cab and we go to In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out.
Gotta go to In-N-Out.
Right.
I've never gone.
In-N-Out Burger. Let me explain something to you. For $13, it's the best drink, fries, and burger you can get. Right? It's $13.
Definitely compared to $30 Shake Shack.
Wait, in Shake Shack, and I wanted to put the little burger in my back pocket and take it to the fight with me.
A bird?
Burger.
Oh. Not everything Shake that Shack. Is dead is a bird.
Right. You know, everything is just like a bird.
I heard she's burgers. Obsessed.
She really is obsessed.
So, yeah. So very disappointing, although they had excellent fries. Crinkle fries are awesome.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
I'm telling you, In-N-Out Burger.
It's like the fourth best fry.
For the $13, you get your money's worth.
We will get more money's worth coming on up. Take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Is next.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Want to let you guys know that we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas. Plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. Log in or register for an account and listen to WQAM or any participating station. You listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, your chance to win. All you got to do is listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when in Vegas, you stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. Heat, they'll be back in the hardwood tomorrow, taking on the Chicago Bulls. They'll be, I think the Heat are probably wrapping up practice. You know what? I don't know if it's central time or not. So maybe it's, they may be on the practice court right now. But that'll get, they'll get things going. Of course, coming off a nice emotional win up in San Antonio, where they got a game winner from Bam Adebayo. Goosey's galore. That's what that was. Except for Leroy, who had the Heat minus 2.5.
So great.
Oh, Shelly, shoot the three! Shoot the three!
Very selfish.
It's so crazy.
It was very selfish.
Shoot the three!
Please, Bam! Do you have the game winner from Jax again? Can we hear that for those who did not hear it, Marcos? Jason Jackson on the Miami Heat audio experience. This is what his call was of Bam with the game winner.
Nico gets it into Bam up top. 3 seconds to go. Bam, left elbow jumper. Game! Heat! It's been his night all night. How about the captain for the win? 30 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. He should just get one more honorary assist for winning this game on the road. Boy, did Bam deserve it.
Wow. That's Goosey's right there.
Yep.
This is the...
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spanish call. This is La Voz, Jose Pineda. This is what it sounded like in Espanol.
Mundo de pie aquí en San Antonio. Jovic busca la arriba de Adebayo. Adebayo ataca por izquierda para lance de 15 pies a tiempo. En cesta y gana el partido. En cesta y gana el partido. Mi amigana 105-103. Dama Adebayo le da la victoria al Miami Heat. El partido ha terminado, dice el árbitro, con victoria al Miami Heat.
Wow.
Seems like more energy.
Yeah, definitely.
Like so much energy.
Cody goes, always Bam. That one in a while.
Goosies.
By the way, I was also the recipient of you throwing me under the bus. Okay. Right.
Appreciate you. Thanks for believing in me, man.
Always Bam.
Wait, what sounded more uncomfortable, that or the guy in the cap?
Dude, the guy in the cap was crazy. He had that dude had an entire episode of PTI for us in about 10 minutes.
Was he more uncomfortable than that whole Skip Bayless clip?
I don't know. I mean,
that's
like
uncomfortable.
The point where he was giving takes and then all of a sudden he goes, we're at a red light and he just goes, you ain't Leroy Horde, are you?
Okay.
And just the look on Leroy.
Should have said you were Trent.
You could just see Leroy goes,
It's like
no, it's too late, Jiffy. He already said that he had played for the Browns.
It's yeah. like an awkward. I don't know why it's so awkward for me, right? Because I, it seems like anytime somebody asks me that, the conversation has to be a story of my life, and I don't want that, right? A whole bunch of questions, Q&A, and that's what I'm trying. Like, it just makes me feel uncomfortable. I can't do nothing about my career now.
Just start lying about who you are.
Damage is done.
Let's create a whole new persona.
I'll teach you. I'll teach
then,
you.
No, here's what
whole
happens.
New identity.
We'll get to
no, here's, here's what happens. Here's what happens. No, that's not me. Well, hell, you look just like him. Now we all look alike. Right?
Yeah, I get that a lot, actually. Thanks.
All from just lying. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to put a guy on that path.
What about a blonde toupee? Right? That'd be nice. No one will ever recognize you. They'll be like, who is this guy?
Or take me serious.
You want to look like Cisco?
Start walking around with very dry glasses, too.
Glasses.
They were dark.
No way. I don't know.
My glasses were
darker glasses.
He did have darker glasses on.
It has nothing to do with that. It doesn't help.
Shave off some of the...
I know. If I cut it off. Right?
Yeah.
Just a little. Just a little.
This is from Chandler Parsons.
Diet Black?
Chandler Parsons.
Diet? Chandler... Rebecca wants to diet.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Let her have at it.
Let her do it.
Let her have at it. This is from Chandler Parsons, who hosts on FanDuel TV. Used to play for the Mavericks. Yep. Mark Cuban signed him in a club one time. He said, quote, I texted Mark Cuban and I said, I'm so confused. And he wrote back, that makes two of us.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
Of course, Mark Cuban no longer the control owner of the... He also said on this, Mark Chandler Parsons says, Luca bought a $15 million house in Dallas last week and reportedly cried when the Mavericks traded him, when he found out that the Mavericks had traded him. Wow.
Tough.
What there's no takesy backsies, right? There's no like, it's only been a week. You know, let's just give me that money back if possible. I'm assuming
you mean on the house?
Yeah, on the house that he just purchased.
I don't think once the damage is done, the damage is done.
You don't have like 30 days. You know, you can buy something if you return it within 30 days.
I don't know how it works for the rich.
That's crazy.
Sign a contract, buddy.
No.
Contract schmon schmack. That's what I always say.
Like, who can you sell a $15 million house to in Dallas? Dak Prescott?
Post Malone. Pretty much it.
Oh my
Didn't
God!
Didn't Post Malone win more awards than Drake?
No way. Well, of course, but
are
not
you
yesterday.
Saying this year?
Not yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I didn't see him either.
Not didn't he win one with the collab? No, he didn't even win one with the collab.
Yeah, he won the Golden Coattails.
Oh, did he? Perfect.
I mean, it. Listen, Marcos.
He stops his
can you just
admit even take Tobin's switch back?
You sold the Kendrick Lamar album short.
Yeah. Have I?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Why? But no one knows.
Dude, they
this.
Won more Grammys than anybody.
Because who else released an album? Who else released a rap album?
Nobody.
Little Baby?
It doesn't. Nobody says when you bring home that Grammy that you won Grammy for Album of the Year, but that's because nobody made music that year.
Bro, I don't think he just won the rap. I think he won, like, of all of music.
Yes! Asterisk. Asterisk. You guys never heard that? You never won a championship after a shortened season where there was potentially like a worldwide flu and then
that's exactly what Pat Riley got in trouble for because I asked him about Goran Dragic.
You!
Exactly,
you! Dude. Pat Riley got in trouble because of you.
Please stop saying that. That's not true.
That's
really?
Totally you. Totally you.
Who is the one guy behind all of the beef, all of the questions, all of the comments?
I'll tell you one thing though. If Goran Dragic never got hurt, Anthony Davis never wins a championship with the Lakers.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different tenure.
You know the second most uncomfortable I felt this weekend?
When?
When I was putting my clothes on and I realized I forgot a belt.
White pants, too.
So uncomfortable.
I mean, were they falling?
It was so uncomfortable.
We'll take a break. We'll play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out here on a Monday. Back after this. everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Hey, if you guys want to go see Billy Currington and Kit Moore in concert with special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June, be caller 4 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. One of the pair of tickets to see Billy Currington at Meisner Park at the end of June. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. If you missed any of today's show, you guys can get that on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen for your hour. You're getting your entry for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Two birds, one stone. You're welcome. Also, you guys can go watch it on YouTube and Twitch. Mile Right goes to Bam Adebayo. Game winner at the buzzer. And then was an Adorbs boyfriend showing up suited and booted to Asia Wilson's jersey retirement. They're two scoops of adorable, and man, it's good to see. It's good to see love. It's good to see love in this world, even if it is sneaky secret love.
Worst kept secret.
Worst kept secret. But you know what? Whatever those two kids want, whatever that gets those two and makes their heart a flutter, all for it. I'm all for it. My oh no. The last style bender, Israel Adesanya.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
TKO'd.
Right. Yikes.
In round two by Nasruddin Imavov in the main event of UFC Saudi Arabia. Three losses in four fights. And he did regain his belt in one of those. But still, he has lost to Sean Strickland, Dricus du Plessis, who are both fighting for the belt this weekend. And now to Imavov. And bums me out. A great champion, but you know, usually when it gets to this point in UFC and you start rattling off this many losses in a row, not a great sign, dude.
Not great.
Not a great sign. So that's my oh no. Leroy.
My all right is gonna go to the boxing this week. Actually, it was pretty good. I'm glad to see that Fulton won, even though it was kind of a boring fight. Dude just looked like, I hate those little weights because there was guys hitting it with some stunners and they wasn't even like doing nothing. And, also, the fans who were yelling Pitbull, but they were saying with the accent, I didn't think that they could, I didn't know what they were saying.
I like watching Pitbull fight. He's fun. He's so short, but he just keeps throwing hammers.
The wild man. He throws haymakers for 10 rounds.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch him fight.
My oh no, I mean, basketball. All these playing trades and whatever, and we've just had two trades that put together in the last 2 days.
I know.
Oh no.
Right? It's crazy. And so we got until what, Thursday?
Thursday at 3.
Thursday at 3. All right. How would you think if Jimmy doesn't get traded, they tell him to stay home? Here's why I don't think they would tell him to stay home. Because he would go out of his way to make sure he was out there. You know what I mean?
My thinking is they're going to try and say, nah, come and see if they could suspend him again. And if he doesn't fall for it, then maybe it eventually gets to that point. But, you know, because they already baited him once. They're like, hey, Jimmy, great to have you back. Hey, Haywood's starting tonight. What? And he got goaded into getting suspended again.
You almost had to do that according to the way Spo talks. You earn it.
Oh, I think Spo is so done. Spo is so done. And then if you heard, Rachel Nichols was saying this week, she goes, she's talked to people in the Heat locker room, the players, done with him, dude. Like, I know his agent came out and because she also mentioned the tarmac story where they were waiting hours and he like felt the need to be, you know, this, by the way, this guy does a lot of tweeting for his agenting and not a lot of action because Rich Paul got his client to where he wanted to go in like 3 seconds. But, he found this need to debunk that the Heat had waited hours for Jimmy Butler, which was already debunked. Like it didn't need to be double debunked.
Right.
But had nothing to say about the players actually being done with Jimmy Butler, which is the most disappointing out of all of this is Jimmy Butler not showing up for his teammates.
That, and I told you that from the beginning.
Yeah, like that's, I mean, if you want to know my biggest change on all of this, it's like, yeah, like that's an unprofessional, like, terrible thing to do. I don't understand it.
Especially when, like, you know, since Jimmy's gotten here, that's the one thing that we said he was great at, being a pro.
Jukebox, I said goated, not goated.
What's the difference?
Just go, Frog. Well, you know what? It's not your turn. J-Fig, go ahead.
It's not my turn.
Well, on a more musical aspect, Cynthia Erivo.
Who's that?
The girl from Wicked.
Okay. Oh, yes.
The witch.
Not Ariana Grande.
Not Ariana Grande.
The green one.
The green one. Performance last night at the Grammys was phenomenal.
It was Goosey's?
It was Goosey's on Goosey's on Goosey's.
Have you seen Wicked, J-Fig? Have you seen the movie?
I have not seen Wicked, but I'm going to wait for it to get on Peacock. But I just need to say how much.
Why? So you could kill it?
Poor.
No.
I'm just a television.
I'm not going to a movie theater to watch that. I'm so sorry.
No. 3 hours long. That's where I was at.
That's a long movie.
Yeah,
I can't.
I saw Wicked on Broadway. I didn't wait for this.
I would watch it like that.
You Wicked on Broadway.
I was I'm very cultured.
Wait, dude. First of all,
sick of this guy.
Did you fall asleep?
Nah, it was a great show. A lot of theatrics.
It is theater. That's what Stop it.
Hey, we can't take you nowhere. There's a whole lot of theatrics in this theater.
Dade South says Tobin saw Thicked. Okay. Give him his point.
First one of the week, Dade South. That's
pretty good.
Starting off Sunday good.
For Twitcher.
Crafty bastard. What is your own J-Fig?
Well, she sang Fly Me to the Moon, by the way. Oh. It was a wonderful tribute to Quincy Jones. And I also like how they donated over $7 million to the California fires. Everyone who was affected by the fires.
Cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. My Oh No goes to basically being smacked in the face this weekend with reality.
What?
Wow. Oh, no.
Jesus.
Things I'd rather not say, but I will tell you guys later in person because I'm sure Leroy will get a kick out of it.
Oh,
okay.
It is my Oh No. Yeah.
All right. Well, are you going to be in tomorrow, J-Fig?
Oh, no.
Depending.
Oh, no.
Hey, okay. You have to come tomorrow.
See, it's cutting very close to if I'm able to pack
Wait, don't act like you guys come on time anyway.
We'll see.
You're making it sound like I might not make
Frog Boy, what's your all right? No.
My all right goes to the Royal Rumble, the premier event in wrestling.
Not when the dude broke his neck?
That was crazy. That was rough.
No, baby tadpole like wrestling in the living room. You've been very into the wrestling lately.
Yeah, it is fun. It is.
Does he like fall asleep to Monday Night Raw?
No. He's more of a bluey guy, but from time to time he does like a good suplex. But
he's gonna be dropping big elbows on kids in the nursery.
Yeah, I taught him how to hit because you know you got to defend yourself.
Here's baby tadpole, the finishing move, the frog splash. See, he takes the nursery championship.
It's a natural. And then he gets kicked out of three different nurseries. But yeah, is there anything better than all your favorite names from the past and even some celebrities, you know, every 30 seconds coming out and running to the ring?
Love the Royal Rumble.
Speed, you know, the streamer guy, he participated. He got slightly injured, but he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Did he really get injured?
Yeah, whatever.
The guy who jumped over a car?
Yeah, a little flesh wound. Don't worry
He's
about
like,
it.
I thought this was supposed to be fake, baby.
Yeah, really. Not a fan. He saw his boy Logan Paul there. Thought that, which by the way, Logan Paul, you think J-Fig hates Logan Paul? Ooh, do wrestling fans hate Logan Paul?
Really?
They do. He was the last person to...
But he's very good at this.
Yeah. He's good at wrestling, and he's good at being the guy who everyone hates. So, I don't know. It was fun. It was entertaining. You had old wrestlers, new wrestlers, celebrities, the Women's Royal Rumble. Just a good time. Just a good time overall. So they get my all right. And they made the right decision. Sometimes a guy wins and you're like, nah, he wasn't supposed to win.
All right.
But the guy who they picked, good job. My oh no, unfortunately, goes to Jimmy Butler. Just because no one even was talking about you, dude. And that was the problem. The one second I had an opportunity to forget about you, you decided to be like, yeah, by the way, Warriors, no thanks. And everyone's like,
I don't even believe it. I got to be honest with you. I don't even believe the story.
Oh, no.
It's just like, shut up.
I think he just faked attention. Like, I don't think the Warriors were interested in giving him an extension.
That's really what it is. It's really just the whole attention of it. I'm over it, dude. I'm over this entire saga, and so is everybody else. So he gets.
By the way, I'm seeing a report now from Jake Fisher that says Bradley Beal just prefers to stay in Phoenix and not uproot his family.
There you go. So that's the end of
like, it. Like, what is Jimmy Butler going to do if that's the case? Is he going to arm wrestle Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, let's arm wrestle for it. Like, what are you going to do?
Pack his house for him? And just
he goes, he should have gone to Jimmy. He goes, oh, you don't have one of those no trade clauses? Tough break.
Why he's sitting on the mound like Gladiator?
Yeah. Oh,
Bradley Beal to Cleveland.
All right, everybody. I'm sure there'll be more twists and turns to talk about tomorrow. Everybody have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you rascals on Tuesday.
Little faint and a bop, bop, and I step back. Oh, he can't touch me. Oh, okay, this is pretty. I found the formula.
The whole world.
Intani bliss.
Goosey.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.